Hello, everybody. At this moment in time, I'm just preparing to go away for a week's holiday in Cornwall with my grandson and my eldest daughter and her family. It's been a long time since I've seen them, and they were round here at Christmas. And I was looking at the videos, and it was lovely to see him dancing round our kitchen table, singing Santa Claus Got Stuck Up the Chimney. Well, now he's six and time has gone on, and it made me think about when my children were 6 years old, particularly my youngest. When I used to take Hannah to church, she was always so excited, and we used to take a little bag for her, and she would do dot to dot or colouring, or she'd stand on the pews and wave to everybody when they were singing or saying prayers. She just loved to be surrounded by people, and they were really warm and allowed her to do that. It was great, and she had no fear about going into church. I think children in church is it's always a very difficult issue for some people, but children are part of our churches. And I know some people say, well, they must be seen and not heard. I'm afraid I have a different view to that. As a preacher, there is nothing I like more than to see the children wave to one another and to talk and to play. It's a place where they feel safe. And yes, one time my daughter used to do dot to dot or colouring, but actually, don't we have that creative side of us where we're frightened sometimes to explore? I like to do Well, I'm very relaxed. I like to do painting by numbers when I just feel totally engrossed by putting the number 14 with the number 8 and a number 23 together and see what colour comes out. We all have different ways of our expressing our creativity. And I think this is what we can learn from children. Children have no fear about exploring the creative side, where we like to be in control. We like to really take control of our senses and of our lives. And sometimes that actually can be quite, it's like a bit like a straitjacket. We're not allowing that spirit to be that creative force within us. And so we have to free our minds from boundaries to allow our creative side to come. And then if we do that, beautiful things will happen. A number of years ago, I used to go to a retreat house in Thirsk called Holyrood House. It was run by Elizabeth Baxter, and it's part of the Anglican Church. But there they have an art therapy room, and one of the most powerful things that I ever did was I went to the art therapy room and I did some artwork and just let my mind go free. Just let my hands just do all the painting. I didn't know where it was going to go, what it was going to look like, and at the end of it. But once I stood back and once I talked to the art therapist who was there, something wonderful started to emerge. It was actually like a timeline of my faith done in different colours, different sweeping brushes. And when I looked at this, to me, it just seemed like a whole load of different colours merged in. But actually, once I stepped back and had somebody explain what it was, it actually made an awful lot of sense. But that can be frightening for people. Just to allow our creativity to take flight. And this, my friends, is what we can learn from our children, not to be afraid, but to grasp it with both hands, to be excited about the pictures that we can make, be excited about the words that we can write, be excited about the poems that we can create. Be excited about materials and glitter and glue. Be excited that we are part of this kingdom. And then together, hand in hand, we will walk with children. We will walk with our friends and our neighbours of different colours, different genders, different sexualities, and we will walk together, raising our voices in song and celebrating our creativity. If you've never tried mindfulness colouring, it's something that I would like to encourage you to try maybe over the next few weeks while we're still enjoying the summer months. Get a little book from the newsagents and some crayons and just let your mind wander of what colours you could make, what patterns will be transformed into bright shining colours. Then maybe we get a glimpse of what the kingdom of God is like. A kingdom that is awaiting that door of opportunity to be flung open. And let those wings of the dove just fly above us all and anoint us with God's love and peace. My friends, have a good week. There will be a podcast next week, even though I'm away, but I will enjoy the time with my grandson. And yes, I may draw pictures in the sand, and I may go for a paddle, and I may sit and read him a beautiful story. Whatever it is, I know that God will bless me and bless all of us when we spend time with our families, if we are able. God bless. Bye.